BVU men's basketball coach Brian Van Haften and Nate Bjorkman in the studio. Good morning, guys. Thanks for the time.
Morning.
Nate, first of all, thank you, VH. Congratulations. I mean, you've been a D-League coach. You spent some time down in Des Moines. Those that have followed you most recently in Bakersfield, California, where this past season, what, 34 wins, 16 losses, and just here in the last week or so, you were the Phoenix Suns coach in the NBA Summer League, and you ended up losing to the Spurs. Take me through that experience for you.
Yeah, it was a busy last, 2 weeks. We had our training camp in Phoenix, and what the Summer League is, it's a lot of the, first, second, third-year players for each team. So it was great. It was great being there with Coach Hornacek and working with the guys. And like you said, we made a nice run and losing in the finals.
VH, let me start with you now as far as talking about Nate himself. Graduating from Storm Lake, I watched you play basketball for the Tornadoes, some time on the campus of BVU here in Storm Lake. Brian, when you were coaching Nate, tell me what you saw in him. Did you see that he was, sometimes you use the term a coachable kid. He's a coach on the floor. Did you see that in Nate when he was playing for you?
Absolutely. I mean, I always knew he'd be great at this. One of those guys who was very cerebral. He knew the game really well, did all the things right that you asked of him, and more than anything, created a great culture on the team. I mean, we had a lot of fun. Our group, we were just talking a couple of nights ago, we spent some time with Jamie Wilson, who was also on that team with Nate, and the three of us were just talking about some of the fun times we had and some of the goofy things that some of those guys did. But, that's kind of necessary. You got to have some fun. It's a long season. And I think Nate really understood having a great culture and a great chemistry and included everyone on the team, which is really important. Took the freshmen in, guys like Brett Smith and Nolan Strybe were freshmen when he was a senior, and they took him under their wing and got him off to a good start. And so it wasn't just about them, it was about everybody in the program.
Nate, can you capsulize your resume for those who might not know you? Take us from high school at Storm Lake, college at BVU, mm-hmm. and then step now to a Phoenix Suns assistant coach.
Sure. There's been many steps. I mean, my daughter she's five now, and we've lived in five different cities in 5 years. But right after Buena Vista, I went and worked for 1 year at Linmar under Coach Hutchison. I was an assistant coach there. I was at Sioux Central as a head coach for 3 years. I moved out to Phoenix, where I was a head high school coach for 5 years in Cave Creek, Arizona. And then the past 8 years, I've been in the D-League. It was 4 years as an assistant for the Iowa Energy. And then these last 4 years, I've been a head coach in the D-League. I started in Bismarck, North Dakota with the Dakota Wizards, then the Santa Cruz Warriors. And those teams were affiliated with Golden State. So it was nice to be around that group of guys. Then I was back to the Iowa Energy for a year as a head coach. Then this previous season, like you said, I was with the Bakersfield Jam, and we were the one-to-one affiliate of the Phoenix Suns. So it's been, 8 years in pro basketball, and I've learned a lot and had a lot of fun.
What's your rapport with Jeff Hornacek? When did you first meet him? How long have you known him, and what's that like?
It was interesting. When he was first named head coach of Phoenix, would have been 3 summers ago, I actually interviewed with him then and thought we were really close. Like, I had a job, and then I didn't, then I had it again, and then I didn't. But then he called me a year ago and said, "Hey, Nate, I want you to be the head coach of our D-League team in Bakersfield." And I said, "No problem." So I did that. And what we did is we had great communication the entire year. I was running his offense, his defense, coaching a lot of the players that they would assign to me from the Suns. So it was I felt as an extension of his coaching staff this past year. Now I'm with him every day here in Phoenix, so it's going to be great.
Hopefully it's a long tenure, but in the business of the NBA, you never know. The Phoenix Suns last year, 39-43. You say, have a job, now you didn't. Had a job, then you didn't. Mm-hmm. What is that like? I mean, knowing this year you have a job security in the NBA, you have to know something might happen down the road, hopefully positive, but you never know at the other end of the spectrum.
You're right, and that's basically how I've lived my coaching life the last 4 years as a head coach. It's all been 1-year contracts, and the pressure's on. You have to do well. And just like you said, in the NBA, you see the number of coaching changes that happen every year. And the thing to remember is just to work extremely hard at it. If you give it everything you got and you stay true to it and work hard and the players feel you working hard for them, good things will happen.
VH talked about you and what you were like as a player back in the day at BV. There's a website, RidiculousUpside.com, that had a story on you. And it says, as far as Coach Bjorkgren is concerned, he's a competitive individual who players love playing for, keeps them motivated, is compassionate when need be, and quite a teacher of the game. Does that sum you up? Was that some good words there for you, in your opinion?
Oh, I appreciate those words. But yeah, just the biggest thing for me is just always being there for the players. I mean, even the guys that I coached last year, three or four of them are in the NBA now. I just saw three or four others who just received jobs in Australia and Korea and Spain. So it's just about helping these guys advance in their career, and that's what it's about.
What are these guys like, these young athletes, young individuals, some maybe a year in college, some 2 years, maybe they went the full route. What are these individuals like to coach?
They're phenomenal. And people ask me all the time, well, you know, what's it like to coach these guys? You know, because we're coaching All-Americans and first team Big Ten, first team Big 12. I mean, these guys are no joke. They can really play, and they're really hungry, you know, to get better. Those are the ones that make it, because you start looking at a NBA career, guys are only averaging 2-3 years in the NBA, and then they're done. So as tough as it is to coach in the NBA, it's harder to get there as a player. So
when did you know you wanted to be a head coach?
I had really good coaching when I was a kid. You know, like, I always loved basketball, obviously. You know, my mom and dad were always there for me on basketball, on the rebound, in the driveway, whatever I wanted to do. But, you know, as I started going through school, I had a very good high school coach. I had a very good college coach in Coach Van Haften. And I just started to love it more and more. And I actually, when I started college, I was in business. And then I changed and went into education, you know, the deeper I got into college. And I loved it.
And here you are now, 40 years old?
Yep, 40 years old.
You must have an awesome wife and a great support system who's able to have that suitcase handy, as you mentioned, your daughter being five. You've lived in five different cities.
Yep, two little kids. So my wife is great. She spends time with the kids when I'm gone all the time and making sure that everything's in order. So it's been fun.
So now it's an opportunity to get the Phoenix Suns into the playoffs. I mean, you weren't that far off in the Western Conference. It's such a difficult conference to play in, but you will be on the court now with the likes of the greatest players, coaches in the world.
Right, and that's one thing. When I was, you know, coaching high school basketball here in Iowa, you know, I wanted to move to a bigger city. And then when I started coaching in Phoenix, the first time I was in Phoenix was when Nash was back-to-back MVP. So I got to see those good Phoenix Suns teams and what that city could be like, you know, as an NBA coach and being a part of an NBA team there. And it is. That's what I've always wanted to do, is to coach the best in the world. And now I get an opportunity to do that.
VH, was it Tom Chambers that had the short shorts for the Phoenix Suns back in the day?
Gosh, you're probably right. I go as far back as the Van Arsdale twins, you know, and Paul Westphal and those guys playing for Phoenix. And I remember watching them play the Celtics in like a triple overtime game in the NBA Finals. I think that's about 1975 mm-hmm. or 76. Mm-hmm. Nate was not even yeah. I think somebody, blink of an eye at that point.
I think somebody hit a jumper with less than a second to go to force. I think I saw that on ESPN Classic one time.
Yeah. And so, you know, we're really proud of Nate. He's done a great job. He, you know, there's a lot of people out there who don't think they can accomplish anything. And I think that's our job as coaches, is to believe. You know, believe in what you can accomplish. If you need to win five in a row, sometimes it's what it takes. You got to win five in a row and just take one day, one game at a time. And Nate's done a great job of that. You know, we've stayed close friends for many years. You know, I spent time with him in Phoenix when he was a high school coach. You know, all those kinds of things. But he's had some good help along the way. There's no question, when you're a D-League player, you're that close to the NBA, you can't do anything but go out there and give it all you got. Because if you don't, there's plenty of guys to take your spot. And it's no different in the college level here either. I mean, if you don't put your time in, it's not going to work out. And Nate did a great job of that as a player. He understands that now as a coach and an NBA coach. But coaching is coaching. It doesn't really matter what level you're at. If you help out guys like Nate is doing right now with some of these guys and close personal friends with all of them, you know, Nate will have a job forever, you know, in the NBA. Now, may not always be in Phoenix, but he'll be able to keep a job for a long time.
Stay in touch with Mark Hutchinson?
A little bit, you know, maybe once or twice a year there. So I know he's still in the Cedar Rapids area. So his kids are through college now. Mm-hmm. So both of his kids had very, very good college careers.
Nate Bjorkgren, Phoenix Suns assistant coach, named here, toward the end of May, May 29th, something like that.
Correct.
So you've already been busy working.
Correct.
I mean, obviously with the summer league team, but now you get cracking for the next season. And thank you so much for your time. I know you're back visiting family, mom and dad here in town for a little while, and then you're back at it here soon.
Yep, thank you very much.
You're welcome. And Brian Van Haften, thanks for your time.
Thanks for letting us come in.